Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
I think it's good to kind of have a beginner's 101 because when Evan was talking to Slim Thug the other day, he had asked like, what is a bear market? And somebody had commented like, can you just have like a beginning session? Yeah. So I realized a lot of times with Market Mondays is it goes very quickly and it's like high level conversation, but I think it's important to kind of get back to the basics. So
can we just say like the humility from Slim Thug?
Shout out to Slim Thug.
Right. Like to say that, you know what, people are looking at this man as a hip hop legend from the South, right? Has made a lot of money in his music career, but just the humbleness to say, look, nah, I don't know what that is. Like, we don't do that. We're so like, yeah, I've heard of it. He's like, nah, I don't know. And he allowed us to actually explain things to him. Like, that just shows you the level of character this man. He's a good dude.
Yeah. So let's just talk about this real quick. There's a few indexes that when people say the stock market is up or the stock market is down, they're not talking about every single stock on the stock market. They're referring to indexes, and they're referring to usually a few indexes, mainly the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. There's a few others like the Russell 2000, but most important are the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is important. The Dow Jones. The Dow Jones is like a household name, but it's probably not as important as the S&P 500. So what these indexes represent is kind of like microcosms of the market. So when you thought the S&P 500, which stands for the Standard & Poor's 500, that's 500 companies that make up the stock market. Mm-hmm. So you have 500 companies from all different areas of the economy, and they make up the stock market, right? Yeah. So now that's an index that you can actually invest in. Yeah. So you're talking about like SPY. SPY is... that's the index. So if you go on, you know, your Robinhood account, or if you go on Fidelity or TD, you can buy the S&P 500 index.
Let me just add something to you real quick. So like when we talk about a microcosm of the economy, so it's 500 companies, but it's from all sectors. So a lot of people are like, y'all only know a couple of sectors. So I'll give a couple, all the sectors, and you keep going. So that's energy, materials, industrials, consumer discretionary, consumer staples, healthcare, financials, information technology, telecommunication services, utilities, real estate.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So all those sectors inside of an index.
So yeah, so what happens is you hit bull and bear market. When an index pulls back, 20% or more, that signals a bear market. So we are already in a bear market for technology. The NASDAQ has been negative 20%.
Yeah, we're down 29.
But the S&P 500 and the Dow, they just reached that level. I know the S&P just reached that level
on Friday.
Yeah,
we had a conversation Thursday, and I'm like, nah, we're in a bear market. You're like, nah, not by definition. I'm like,
Yeah, not by definition.
But definition we weren't. But the next day we were.
And then Friday we entered the bear market. Yeah, right. It was a strong comeback today. Mm-hmm. Looks like. So what happens is that during bear markets, that's obviously when the market is down, right? And usually it's important to know the historical data on this because that's the best way to kind of predict the future. Usually bear markets last like 8 months on average. So what happened is that in 2008, that was our last real bear market. And we didn't have another bear market until 2020 when Corona first hit.
Right, the shortest.
Now, the problem with that, that was the shortest bear market mm-hmm. in American history because the government put so much money into the economy that it propped it up and it went from being the shortest bear market to also the quickest recovery in history as well. And that's when a lot of people got in and they made a lot of money from anything, GameStop to Apple to everything that you really think of was up during that period of time. But that's not normal. Two things aren't normal here. A, bear markets don't usually take that long to occur, and then they don't take that short to recover. So what we're looking at now is that we're probably, at some point in time, I've been saying this for a long time, at some point in time, we were due for another bear market, a real bear market. So absolutely. This looks like this has the potential to be a real bear market, meaning it's going to last, you know, might last 8 months, it might last a year, it might last 6 months, but it's going to be a real bear market because we're not going to be afforded the same luxuries that we were before as far as propping up the economy because, A, the reason why they just can't keep printing money like they did last time is that inflation is high. So inflation is at like a, you know, 30-year, 20-year high right now. So the problem with printing money is that you devalue the money. That causes inflation. So now what they're trying to do is taper off inflation. So that's why they're raising interest rates. So they raise interest rates to make money harder to get, right? So they keep interest rates low because now that's cheap money. It's easier mm-hmm. to get. When you start raising interest rates, that makes money harder to get, right? So that's done to taper inflation. But another thing that they have to do to taper inflation is stop printing so much money. So it's a catch-22 because if they stop printing so much money, then you're not going to be able just to bail out the economy like they've done the last two times. Because mm-hmm. even in 2008, they printed a bunch of money. And then 2020, they printed a bunch, even printed even more money. But this time, they're not going to have the luxury of printing so much money because they have inflation, along with a couple other things. So add that with wars that's mm-hmm. currently happening mm-hmm. in Russia and Ukraine, the threat of China, unstability in the job market, housing market. We have to see how this is going to play out. So I say this to say, it looks like we are headed towards not only a bear market, but it also looks like we're headed towards a recession. So
we're already there, technically.
So the best way to benefit from that, A, is to actually even know, be prepared, and actually have cash on the sideline that you can actually make investments to. So it's a double-edged sword whenever these type of events happen for anybody that's new, because a lot of people just came into the stock market in 2020 and they only experienced good times. And now their accounts is red and they're panicking. So the negative side of it is that you're going to be losing money if you're in long-term positions and you're holding. That's the negative side of it. Mm-hmm. But the positive side of it is that, and this is from experience, like I actually studied this stuff. The biggest return, like if you look at 2008, like, it was like down 40%, but then the year after that, it was up 60%. Usually when the stock market goes down the hardest, that's where you see the biggest increase the next year.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity for not only for you to get your money back mm-hmm. that you might have lost, but there's also opportunity to invest and then have, you know, accelerated growth, because usually the biggest growth years happen after the worst time. So that's true in life. Like yeah. It's like a life analogy. Usually the best times happen after the worst times, but mm-hmm. you have to be able to ride out the worst times to experience the best times. So yeah, it's going to be opportunity. It's going to be opportunities, but there's also going to be losses. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be losses and there's going to be a lot of pain. And there's no magical wand that we can just do just to accelerate this and say, okay, next week is going to be good, or next month is going to be good. You're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to be financially responsible. But as you know, Leon Howard once said, you do always make money. You make more money in a drought.
It's fact.
That's true.
Yeah. And I think that's what, like one of the keys that when we talk about financial planning is like having reserves. So if you had reserves, like even if you have it in a brokerage account right now and you're talking about, yes, you're going to take a hit right now, but you also have an opportunity if you have reserves to have some really good entry points. And so when we talk about turnarounds, right, in 08 when the market crashed, look at a company like Apple's 10-year chart or 12-year chart since that point. Look at Microsoft's chart since 2008. And so when we talk about, like, imagine if you had those reserves and you were able to deploy those reserves in some of these positions and let them grow. So that's why it's important. Like we say, be patient, but also have money in reserves. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your eggs in or all your cash. I ain't gonna say eggs. We're talking about real things. Don't put all your cash in one investment. Make sure you have reserves because, and we said this in 08 and we said it in at the start of the pandemic. When the time comes, we need to be ready. 2020, we positioned. 08, straight up, I wasn't positioned. I was like, damn, I wasn't ready for this. And I said, we can't let that happen again. And so this is another chance for us to actually get into some positions at some really, really low prices, some undervalued prices, and just keep them long term.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.